This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called upon the citizens to become the force behind the country's march towards the target of Viksit Bharat by 2047. Mr. Modi announced that a Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue will be held next month to give the youth a platform to exchange ideas. The Prime Minister was delivering a virtual address at the Karikar Swarna Mahotsav, a grand celebration marking 50 years of selfless service by volunteers of the BAPS Sanstha in Ahmedabad yesterday. The Prime Minister said he wants all BAPS volunteers to pursue one pledge each year, like dedicating 1 year to chemical-free agriculture, celebrating unity in diversity, fighting against the drug menace, and rejuvenating the rivers. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the country's fight against TB has got stronger with the launch of a special 100-day campaign with a focus on high-burden TB districts. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that India is fighting TB in a multi-pronged manner with doubling support to patients, Jan Bhagidari, newer drugs, use of technology, and better diagnostic tools. He appealed to all to come together and do their bit to eliminate TB. Earlier, responding to a post of Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda, the Prime Minister said that initiatives like Nikshay Mitra and shorter and effective treatments have significantly reduced TB incidences, improved recovery rates, and reinforced India's global leadership in combating TB. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Rajasthan and Haryana tomorrow. During his visit to Rajasthan, Prime Minister Modi will inaugurate the Rising Rajasthan Global Summit 2024 at Jaipur Exhibition and Convention Centre. He will also address the gathering on the occasion. In the afternoon, the Prime Minister will launch the Bima Sakhi Yojana in Panipat. This scheme is designed to empower women aged between 18 and 70 years who have passed matriculation. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that there is no proposal to start a new currency to compete with the US dollar. Addressing the Doha Forum in Qatar's capital, he said, BRICS countries have no intention of weakening the US dollar. Dr. Jaishankar also stated that the BRICS nations do not share a uniform stance on this matter. Dr. Jaishankar's comments come a week after US President-elect Donald Trump threatened to impose a 100% tariff if BRICS countries went ahead with plans for a common currency. Union Minister of Ports, Shipping and Waterways Sarbanand Sonowal has said that India will be among the top 10 maritime nations of the world by the year 2047. He said the country is rapidly multiplying its cargo handling capacity in ports and creating a robust shipbuilding and repairs ecosystem. Mr. Sonowal was speaking at the Silver Jubilee celebrations of the Kamarajar Port Trust in Chennai yesterday. Prasar Bharati Chairman Navneet Sehgal has said that the Waves OTT platform of Doordarshan will provide wholesome and healthy entertainment for all family members and also help the public service broadcaster to extend its reach to a larger audience. During his visit to Doordarshan in Ahmedabad, he emphasized that the Waves OTT platform will not only cater to new content, but also offer an opportunity for viewers to enjoy old, classic and popular programs of Doordarshan. In international news, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has left Damascus for an unknown destination as rebels announced that they were entering the capital. As per the media reports, opposition forces in war-torn Syria entered the capital city of Damascus earlier today. The developments mark the biggest challenge to President Bashar al-Assad's rule since Syria's civil war began in 2011. The rapidly developing events have shaken the region. Lebanon said it was closing all its land border crossings with Syria, except for one that links Beirut with Damascus. Jordan also closed a border crossing with Syria. In Syria, clashes between rebel forces and regime troops have intensified since the 27th of last month. In cricket, Australia have won the second test of the Border Gavaskar Trophy at Adelaide Oval, put in to chase the target of 19 runs. Australia chased the target with no loss. Earlier, India were all out at 175 runs in the second innings against Australia. Moreover, both teams are levelled 1-1 in the series. And that is the end of this news bulletin.